Hi, this is Heather Davis and Joanna Gerard. We're speaking today again about the houses that we covered in the last few episodes. Now we're on to the sixth and seventh house, which Joanna is going to go diving deep into.
Hey everybody, it's Joanna Gerard. So we were talking about the fifth house last episode, and that is kids, speculation, creativity, all that kind of stuff. The sixth house in astrology has to do with a couple different things. One thing it really has to do with is our physical health. It's the opposite from the 12th house. The 12th house is our mental health. So when you see a transit with the sixth house, you're going to see, depending if it's positive or negative, you could see some issues with your health. And this, again, is why astrology is such a beautiful thing to know. I have Saturn going over my sixth house right now. So, you know, I just went to yoga this morning. We can talk about that later. Yes. But I walk every day anyways. But, you know, it does kind of make you reevaluate your health and what you need to do for your health. And, of course, Saturn is a 2.5-year transit. So that's a long time. Saturn moves kind of slow in that way. So we look at the sixth house to see, you know, a lot of times I'll look at when we're in regarding the natal chart, I'm going to look at like if there's planets there and they're malefics, maybe something like Saturn or maybe something like Mars or, you know, even, you know, I'm going to say, did this kid have problems when they were a baby with their health? Mm-hmm. A lot of times I will see that. Or if it's aspecting something in a square opposition, you know, to another house, I can see that. Neptune, a lot of times in that house, is going to be allergies. So Neptune is poisonings, and I talked before about Neptune being the ruler of the 12th house, which is substances, drugs, and alcohol, which is essentially poisoning. But Neptune is actually poisoning, you know, when you take something and you're having an allergic reaction or whatever, or you just, it that, and there's always confusion. It's like a nebulous kind of planet, you know.
So if you're pulling that and it's a poisonous card, would you say that it's more indicative of something current or something that could be transpiring with people around them, meaning their family members that are...
Well, astrologically, when I see the chart, the actual right. graph and the chart, if I see Neptune there, it's going to mean that either, there was either some confusion around a health issue early on, but it's with that particular person, with the native's chart, you know, it wouldn't be like the mother, because the mother would be like either the 10th house or the 4th house, like we talked about before. I could see stuff with the parents that way. But, you know, when I see like babies that have been sick, you know, and I've had clients and I've been like, okay, what was going on? And they're like, yeah, I was really sick when I was born until about, you know, 2 months or whatever. And they'll tell me this stuff. A lot of times I can see that kind of stuff in the chart, you know, to a certain degree, I can see there was an illness. So when we have a nice transit through the sixth house, like, you know, a Jupiter or Venus or something like that, we're talking about improvements with health overall, as long as it's not aspecting something negative. But there's, and it might be that, you know, especially in Western astrology, we're just focusing more on our health. Like, we're making a concerted effort.
And is it something that is more like genetic, or would be something of their lifestyle that's causing the health?
Well, both. Improvement. Okay, so if I'm looking at a natal chart, just what's in there natally, it's going to be genetic.
Okay.
But if I'm looking at a transit, like I have Saturn. Saturn is going to go through every single house with all of us. So it's not that I did something wrong. It's just that Saturn was in my fifth house. Now it's in my sixth house, and then it's going to be in my seventh house, you know, almost 3 years from now. So that means, okay, you know, pull it together. You know, that's why I said, like, you got to kind of focus on your diet and your health and stuff like that, or else you don't want to have issues later on. Now, if I was totally, like, reckless, you know, up to this point, I most likely would have been having some major, major health issues at this point with Saturn going through there, because it's kind of like a karmic thing. Like, what did you do to make this happen? You know?
Wow.
And Saturn is a planet that's the taskmaster. I mean, it gives us structure and the ability to have discipline. So when you have Saturn going through any planet, any sign, house, it's really giving us discipline in that house. Just like if it goes through the 10th house, that's our career. So a lot of times I'll see a lot of work or people having to work hard. It could be positive, though, when Saturn transits that 10th house. But the 6th house, the other thing that the 6th house rules is our work environment. And this is not like, you know, 10th house-y, like there's no business, like show business. Like, how do they see me in the public? But this is more like your co-workers.
Oh.
So with a benefic like Venus, you know, in transiting in the sixth house. You know, it's like, oh, you guys are all getting along harmoniously. Saturn, again, there can be issues, you know. And Saturn has such a bad reputation, but really what it is giving us that structure for the future. It is a karmic planet. Astrology is karmic.
Wait,
in general.
What is karmic? Tell
me. Meaning from the past. We talked about it being based on reincarnation. But also in this life, too, you know, we act a certain way. We act a donkey. In this life, right?
So
things come back around.
I mean, you touched on reincarnation. So how much of that is a factor in tell me how that
the whole basis of astrology is on is really pretty much on reincarnation.
Now, is it their spirit that you believe that comes back, or how is the transference of
that? You know, I won't totally know until I get over there myself. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of different theories, and I don't know, and this is why I research. But you and I have talked about things that have happened with reincarnation wise, but whatever. But it's more, okay, what does your soul want to learn? You know, it's more to me of a choice. Now, there could be multiple dimensions going on for all I know, and we're living in several different dimensions. I mean, people do believe and adhere to that, and I quite honestly don't know. And I know, you know, clients would get mad at me because I'm not going to tell you guys something that I don't know the answer to, right? I'm not going to know. I'm just a human being that just happens to be good at astrology. So, you know, I can be speculate just like anybody else, but the basis of astrology is our soul chose this incarnation to learn these certain lessons. That's what it is. So that's
I do believe, I mean, in my, you know, my lifetime, what I believe are the body, soul, spirit of an individual. And I know in the Bible it talks about the transference of a spirit, meaning Elijah in the Old Testament, his servant Elijah actually prayed to get double spirit. So he actually received Elijah's spirit. And then also John the Baptist came back in the New Testament, and he was said to have the spirit of Elijah. And Jesus actually did confirm that that was actually the spirit of Elijah. So there, even though it's not like framed as a reincarnation, it does give credence to a spirit of a transference of the spirit, which is interesting to me. But again, like you said, I mean, there's just so much unknown that until you pass to that side, I don't know that you know. I mean, you know, to me, when you look at the big picture, how little we actually do know. But I think there are tidbits and there's little crumbs of information that we can.
Doesn't it say something in the Bible about the kingdom of heaven has many mansions or something like that too?
Yeah,
okay,
it does.
Same thing maybe with dimensions, right? You know, I'm so glad you brought this up, Heather, because I think one of the things that those of us in this field who are just genetically drawn to this kind of work, whether you're intuitive or you're good at astrology or whatever, one of the backlashes we get is, and just to let y'all know, I am a Christian, I'm Catholic, is the constant from people that are just very, very unaware and, you know, think they know all the answers. Oh, no, you can't believe in God. But you know what? They take the Bible so literally when the Bible is meant to for you really to spend your entire life understanding it. You know, it's not literal. It's using your intuition and being open-minded enough. And I think that a lot of us in this kind of work kind of deal with it. You know, I'm just an astrology teacher right now, but have really dealt with this this backlash from people who don't know either.
Right.
You know, they don't know. We don't know who's going to heaven, who's going to other place.
And I do believe that most Christians would have to agree that the things that are in the Bible necessarily, those are the things that are written for us to believe in God, right? That he's been revealed. But there's also everything that is not in the Bible, meaning that there is the unwritten, and God is infinite. God is great. God created physics and time. He can manipulate whatever
exactly.
He wants.
God
right?
created the planets.
Exactly.
I always say
so,
that.
And you know what's amazing to me? You know, every day, well, not every day, but every month, I hear some new discovery and how there's now you know in our recent history here, we've got that they've discovered that there's thousands of planets that are out there. Now, I mean, as far as the aliens go, we're not going to get into that and the law of physics.
And how many different dimensions?
Well,
right?
That's the thing. I do believe too. I mean, Paul referenced that in the New Testament about being in the third heaven, and that he was actually lifted into the third heaven. And now we all know that, you know, at the time in the New Testament during that time, they believed that they were all like layers around the earth, right? And that he was lifted into the third heaven, which was ultimately where he was revealed. But to me, it's a dimension more than it is a place, meaning like a physical place. So I think there's a lot of credence to that. And the fact that, like you said, you admit to the fact we don't know everything, right?
So I think anybody who tries to say that they know for sure,
right?
I think God is against that.
Yeah.
Because you're not God.
Oh, yeah,
you don't.
Course.
You know, I've had people be like, oh, you, what you do is so, and meanwhile, they live the most sinful lives.
Right.
But, you know, you can't deal with those kind of people because here's the thing. If you're turning people away from the divine, it's not going to, I don't feel like it's going to, you know, work out too well. If you actually are going to turn people away from God and seeking God and the divine by being so judgmental, by being, you know, this and that, I feel like that's a sin. I really, truly do. And that's my belief. And I'm not trying to put that on anybody because that's not my style, but that is my belief, you know?
Well, I mean, ultimately, you know, Paul said, you know, it's not by Christians that you're judging and how they know you're a Christian. It's actually by you, how you love other people. That that is actually the key to where you are as a Christian.
Right.
And you may have different opinion, but you can't tell me that all of the disciples and the apostles and all the early church had it all. You know, we have the benefit now of seeing it kind of as an armchair quarterback, meaning we see everything. We know what had happened and we can decipher it. But at the time, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty back then. So I can imagine that. But getting back to the houses, so
sixth house also, small animals. Small animals. The opposite house, the 12th house, is large animals that can hurt you. Small animals, meaning our dogs and cats. So
interesting.
I have a Neptune in my sixth house right now, which I said is allergies. And my baby girl, Deontina Pickles, Miss Deontina Pickles, is having some kind of allergic reaction to something. I see it on her fur. So I'm going to have to bring her to the vet. Because Neptune is in my sixth house of small animals. Isn't that crazy?
Right. So let me tell you, let me ask you this. You've been, say you did this, and I'm sure you've had a dozens of people that you've read for and pulled these out. What is the biggest, can you remember one that was the most eye-opening where the client said, oh my God, I had no idea.
You know, I've been doing this for so many years that it's been so much, you know, and I think really, you know, my higher power is not going to allow me to hold on to all that information because I'm going to get sick. So I've heard it all. I've predicted stuff. I can tell you that the first actual psychic reading I did back in 2008, because I worked for free because somebody wanted to hire me and she said, work for free. And if you're good, I'll bring you on. And I ended up getting hired there. I told this guy that I never knew this guy. He didn't say a word to me. I said, whatever happened, basically, with you and your wife, I need you to know that she forgives you.
Wow.
And he said, I can't believe you just said that to
me.
Because I guess, you know, this guy had had some kind of affair or something or whatever. And so, you know, I did enough of that. And then they hired me. And then I grew from there. But I was always an astrologer. So I would always teach astrology classes. And astrology was my gateway, my gateway drug. Because, it, you know, the things flash in when I look at a chart. I just see so many things. When I look at cards, I see so many. That's why I created astrology oracle cards.
Right.
I don't do the tarot. And I don't think the tarot is evil. I'm just not into it. It's just not my gig.
And then the more, I mean, like, how often do you pull these cards for yourself? Because I'm looking at these cards here in the deck, and I'm just thinking, do you use these as a routine?
I do for my, not like I used to, because I'm just intuitive and I just feel things.
You feel it.
So, you know, that's just more of a tangible for somebody learning. But sometimes I will. Sometimes I'll have a cup of coffee and be like, and they're accurate. They work for me, you know. They do. So, but I don't rely on them.
Well,
How
reliable are those astrology things you get in the newspaper?
They're like, not, and here's why. Because they're always like. First of all, you have to do predictions based on the rising sign because that's when you know. You don't go by your sun sign. So, let's say you're an Aquarius.
Right. They'll say this week.
Well, they'll be like, oh, for Aquarius sun, you know, this. Okay, well, no, it's going to be like, what is her rising sign? If you're a Pisces rising, I'm going to be like, okay, they're talking about Jupiter hitting this house because everything's based on the rising sign, and in the east, it's the moon.
Right.
I mean, so those are two very different systems. So I never paid much attention to those. I mean, I think they're entertainment. I don't think they hurt anybody.
Right.
But, and no, as an astrologer, do I bother reading those? Right. No.
Well, I remember personally going in one time and like reading the astrology for different signs, and I was thinking, man, any of these really could. But it made me think that it was probably just a, you know, silly game.
Yeah, you got to know the whole chart. You got to know the
rising. But yeah, it seems like it was kind of a superficial look at, which gives a lot of credence to it.
Yeah.
So what do you think, what would be You were talking about the sixth house being what now? You
health.
Were health. Okay.
Work environment and work, small animals.
Okay. Okay. So.
And this, I mean physical health, not mental health.
But it's not necessarily, but it could be a positive or a negative.
Absolutely.
Depending on the other cards that are pulled.
Well, not talking about cards, talking about just astrology charts.
Right.
That's a, there's a sixth house thing going on.
We got some more houses to cover.
Thanks. We got, it's all the way till 12 houses.
Thanks so much, Joanna. Thanks again for listening, guys. We'll see you
next time. Bye.